In Alaska, we are extraordinarily connected, as you are about to hear. Good morning and welcome to Talk of Odisha Special Edition. I'm Steve Heimel. We're already taking your calls and emails with holiday greetings to people you're thinking of in other parts of the state. Because it's statewide. It's as simple as that. Our phone number, 1-800-478-8255. Email, 478-TALK. Local call in Anchorage, 550-8422. If there are relatives you want to send best wishes to somewhere else in the state, people you're connected to, now is the time on Talk of Alaska, statewide.
Today's program is underwritten in part by ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company, and by Pinair, with 50 years of flying experience and offering charter service throughout Alaska and the United States. Details online at pinair.com.
Well, the emailers have been getting an early start. I don't know if you've ever listened to this show before, but essentially it's just a wild ride across the landscape of Alaska. And it's very interesting to hear who's connected to who where, because, you know, all you have to do is, like, really probably go to the airport, and you run into some people you know from other parts of the state. And it's such a regular occurrence that it seems that we're just connected. It's as simple as that. It's a very regular occurrence. You're not really surprised to run into someone you haven't seen in 3 or 4 years, and it's just as if you had seen them the day before. So this is the opportunity when you realize I didn't send any cards to this one or that one, or emails even, and it's your chance to do it on the radio. There are a number of local stations across Alaska where this is done, maybe on a daily basis, sometimes a weekly basis, where there's a show for wishing happy birthday or for sending out messages. This is one that's statewide. It's really the only one that's statewide, and we're open for your greetings. So let's say you're in Barrow and you knew somebody in Newixit you want to say Merry Christmas to, now's the time. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422, an email at talk@aprn.org. And I'll start with a couple by email. Jim, Mary, Greta, and Jacob of Johnson Party Central in Fairbanks want to send lots of love to their Juneau family. Let's go out to Nancy, joins the program from Petersburg. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Nancy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sending greetings to my sister and Laura in Anchorage, and my friends there as well, especially Jane, and all my old buddies in Fairbanks, most especially Martin. Season's greetings.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I appreciate your greeting. From Petersburg to Anchorage and Fairbanks. This one from Ken Howard. Oh, by the way, usually we go by first names, but last names are going to slip in all over the place anyway. It's just sort of an anonymity thing, and in a show like this, nobody really cares about anonymity anyway. So Ken Howard says, wishing Eddie Solomon in Caltag a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope to see you again in the coming year. And this from Ken and Laura in Petersburg. And thanks, Steve, and the same to you and the gang. From Ken. Well, thank you, Ken. Now to Ketchikan and Patty. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Patty.
Thank you for doing this show every year. I love listening to it, and I just scheduled my Tuesday morning to call my friends up north.
Well, all right. So who are you going to say hi to?
Rosita and Dustin in Anchorage, and Mabel Smith in either Fairbanks or Barrow. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a great new year.
All right, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there we go. It goes all the way from Ketchikan up to the North Slope that time around. Telephone number, in case you didn't catch it the first time, 1-800-478-8255. That's 800-478-8255, 478-TALK. In Anchorage, a local call at 550-8422. And email is talk@aprn.org. So this one comes from Kathy in Sitka. Merry Christmas and healthy, happy holidays to all of the community health aides and practitioners in every village and small community in the state. You gals and guys are the best. From Kathy I in Sitka. Marcia in Petersburg, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays. Well, I've got a list, but it's all organized here. So first off, to Up and Barrel, to Lorena and Patrick, don't let the polar bears eat you, Lorena. And in New Ixit, to Maggie and Ski, hope to see you again someday soon. And Two Rivers, to Xenia, be careful and don't let me see you in Anchorage the way I did last time.
I guess we'll just let that one lie.
Yeah. In Toke, to Bo, Diane, Sam, and Jake, you guys, you need to come down to Moose Camp in Kasilof this fall. And in Anchorage, to Dr. Marino and Dr. Eastman and all the wonderful, wonderful staff at Alaskan Native Medical Center. And the last one, to all my friends out in Port Protection, happy holidays. And especially to Guinevere, Rick, Curly, Gary, and Bud.
All right, Marcia, thank you so much, and thanks for organizing it. You've shown everybody how to do it. You make the list. You check it twice. You figure out what the message is for each of them.
And I almost forgot somebody. I almost forgot two somebody, so that list is definitely helpful. So happy holidays to everybody.
All right, Marcia, thank you so much for your call from Petersburg. So that's the way it's done. Boy, did you see that eclipse last night? I guess for Anchorage, for downtown Anchorage and into East Anchorage, South Anchorage, they saw it. But if Hillside couldn't see it, they got a little bit fogged in. But it was pretty spectacular. And now we are actually burning out the shortest day of the year. So I think the last time we had a coincidence of a lunar eclipse in the solstice I was reading was in the 1500s, so here we are in the aughts, in the tens already, in the teens, in the 20-teens. The telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK. So far, no happy solstice wishes. I'm sure that will be corrected. Mary in Fairbanks, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Yes, and happy solstice to everybody. I did watch the eclipse last night, and it was quite lovely.
Man, I'm telling you, people are remarking about the color of the moon.
Yeah, it did change kind of reddish-orange.
Yeah.
And it went faster than I thought it was going to be. I was out feeding my dogs, and when I started, it was about half covered, and when I was done, it was almost just a little crack of white showing, so it really went fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would like to say happy solstice and happy holidays to all the people I've met out on the trail over the years that have shown me real bush hospitality and made lifelong friendships with people, and especially to my friends up in Kaktovik, Jennifer and Art, and the Sager clan in Eagle, especially my new friend Finn in Eagle, and all the people along the Iditarod Trail and in the villages and all over Alaska. Happy holidays. It's all going to turn brighter soon.
Mary, how long have you been running dogs?
Oh, since the late 60s.
Wow. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays to you, too. I love your show.
Well, thank you very much. It's so great to be able to span the whole state like this.
It's definitely
a privilege to be able to be involved. Thank you very much, Mary from Fairbanks. It's Talk of Alaska, 1-800-478-8255, local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email is talk@aprn.org. By email, Mike Martz from KYUK in Bethel says, holiday greetings to my daughter, Army PFC, Amira D. Martz, my son Michael and his girlfriend Dana, my daughter Elizabeth and grandson Jerome, and all my friends and family all over Alaska. And they do tend to move around. They do tend to move around. So even Mike, who I can't even imagine not in Bethel, has got family members spreading around the state. Let's go down to the Sitka area. And Bernie, welcome to Talk of Alaska. Bernie from Mount Edgecombe.
Good morning and holiday greetings to alumni, students, and staff of Mount Edgecombe High School family in the southeast Alaska and across the state of Alaska.
Bernie, I want to thank you so much for doing that. You're in the office today, then?
Yeah, I'm in the office today, just trying to get caught up on a few things.
And you can listen to yourself on the radio.
Yeah, that's a first for me. I don't think I've heard myself on radio before.
Hey, okay, Bernie, I'll tell you what. Keep listening, because I'm sure there'll be some Mount Edgecombe people to call up and shout out to one another and to you.
Well, that's fantastic, and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for doing the show.
All right, Bernie, thank you so much. Mount Edgecombe, of course, is our kind of a boarding correspondence school, and it has a long history in Alaska, and once the Mount Edgecombe alumni start exchanging greetings, there's just no end to it. Let's go down to Sitka again. This time it is Scott. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Scott.
Hi, Steve. Scott McAdams here. Just wanted to wish everyone all over Alaska a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I hope everybody has a great 2011.
Scott, you seem to know everybody now.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, we're a small state. This state's full of great people, and wishing everybody the best for the holidays.
Scott McAdams, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye-bye. It is Talk of Alaska. This is the unique, nothing like it anywhere, statewide holiday greeting show. Whether it's Happy Russian Christmas or Merry Christmas or Happy New Year, Happy Chinese New Year, Happy Jewish New Year. Well, I think that's actually in the summer sometime. And whatever it is. Or Happy Birthday to Me. That's January 5th. That's fine, too. Let's go to Noreen. Joins the program from Nalato. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Noreen.
I'd like to wish everybody in North Pole a very Merry Christmas where I grew up. And I'd like to wish everybody in Stebbins a Merry Christmas. I'd like to wish everybody in Alaska a Merry Christmas, especially to my husband, Marvin, Mountains number one, Marvin Mountain number two, Marvin Mountain number three, Marvin Mountain number four. A very Merry Christmas, and my only daughter. And especially to my son, Bradley, and our oldest boy, Scott, and my brother-in-laws. I love them so much. And my uncles, Norman and Bernard and Clyde and, Dixie in New Talk, Nightmute, and Clemmy in Kotlik, and my uncle Albert in St. Michael's, the Matthias brothers. I miss them so much. My mom's younger brothers. I love them so much. And I care about them too. Always pray for them. And I want to wish my nephews a Merry Christmas. All my nephews, the Georges. George Stan. Mm-hmm. Wish them a Merry Christmas. And I want to wish all the men in Alaska a very Merry Christmas, because if it wasn't for the men, us girls would have a hard time going shopping. And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, Noreen. Thank you so much. Boy, all the way up and down and out to the very delta of the Yukon River from Nalato. Thank you very much, Noreen, for those good wishes. It's Talk of Alaska, the holiday edition, 1-800-478-8255. And let's go to Anchorage, where Lorraine joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Lorraine.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I'd like to wish Merry Christmas to all my relatives in Guigilnuk, Gangisnak, Dipnuk, and the rest of those places down there. Guinchak, Dammani, Jaknakalusistognechudi. And especially to my parents, Margaret and Owen Beaver, I wish you the very best. And to everyone else who's listening out there, a very Merry Christmas. God bless you all, and have a safe, sober Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine, and thanks for the Yupik pronunciation lesson. And I'll keep trying. It's Talk of Alaska, the holiday best wishes edition, statewide holiday greetings, wherever they are in Alaska. This is your chance to pass on a greeting to them. And of course, a lot of them is family members, but it's friends, it's relatives, it's people you've been connected with. We heard from Scott McAdams, who, of course, through the late summer and fall was campaigning all across the state of Alaska, calling in from Sitka and saying hi to everybody. Let's go to Sam in Petersburg. Welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to wish a happy and a quiet Christmas and New Year's to all the volunteer EMTs and volunteer firefighters throughout the state who are standing by to deal with other people's problems.
Sam, that is I'm really glad to hear that, and I have had occasion to use some of those people, and I really appreciate them being on duty.
It's amazing the way volunteers are so skilled and professional.
Indeed, it is. Sam, thank you so much for your call.
You.
All right. Yeah, there are emergencies that do occur, and there are people who decide that they're going to work on that day. There are people who decide that they're going to volunteer on that day, and a special appreciation is certainly warranted to be sent out to them. This one coming from Pat McAdoo. Blessed holiday greetings to my friends in Dillingham and at Kanakanak Hospital, in Petersburg at Petersburg Medical Center, in Nome and at Norton Sound Regional Hospital, and in Sitka and at Mount Edgecombe Hospital. It is wonderful working with all of you, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful holiday season. Look forward to seeing you in the new year. Your traveling physical therapist, Pat McAdoo. Thank you so much, Pat, and he joins us by email. Now out to ENIAC, where Lena is on Talk of Alaska. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Lena.
Good morning. Happy holidays to Laku at St. Michael's, Amok Williams and family at Barrow, Chuck Williams at Atkasuk, Josie and Liz and family at Tolkiak, Nancy Osborne and family at Seward, Brenda Pearl Dune at McKissick, Nettie and Beatty at Anchorage, Roxanne Pete at Fairbanks. Happy holidays to friends and relatives of Kurt and Lena Fox up and down the Kuskokwim. Season greetings to people at Kalinimik, New Stewart, and Dillingham. Happy birthday to Lil Girl and Dennis Unoku, Guyana. Happy holidays, everybody.
Lena, thank you so much. Lena, best wishes from Akiak. All right, so we get the Yukon River, then we get the Cusco River, and then we get the Cusco River again. Let's go to Mike, joins the program from Bethel on the Kuskokwim. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Mike.
Hi, Steve. This is Mike. Mike Martz at KYUK. I just wanted to extend holiday greetings to all of our loyal listeners across the Delta and here in Bethel. To my in-laws in Chivac and scattered around the state, my daughter, PFC Amira Martz, who won't hear this as she's in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, but she'll be heading up for a few days' leave over Christmas and get to see her kids. So I just wanted to pass that along and make sure everybody has a safe holiday season.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike, and I hope you get to take some time off down there at the station.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, I'm out of here Thursday.
All right. Way to go. Thank you. And that's from Mike at KYUK in Bethel. Let's go up to Fairbanks, where Patty joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Patty.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks so much for taking our call.
Oh, we just roll them through here.
All right. Barry and I would like to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to Mark and Lori Richards on the Kandik, and Barb and Gordon in Juneau, and all of our great friends in Fairbanks, and also Barb in Anchorage.
All right, Patty, is that it?
Yes, thanks so much.
All right, is it still cold up in Fairbanks?
Yes, it is still cold. I guess it's about 25 below in town, but we're in the hills, so it's not quite as bad.
All right. And
it's still great. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you get the sun, they get the ice fog.
It's a great day.
All right. It's a great day and a short one. Thank you, Patty.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. It's Talk of Alaska. It's the annual holiday greetings show, and we've been down to Ketchikan. We haven't been up to Barrow yet, kind of oddly, but we're certainly covering most of the rest of the state and a goodly dose of the Yukon River and Kuskokwim River. And down in southeast, our telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK. Email is talk@aprn.org. And we can take your call at any time here. Just get your call in. Did I tell you it's a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422? Email talk@aprn.org. And then we'll get to the more email messages. But first, let's go up to Kotzebue, Arctic Circle. Mercy, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hello, happy holidays.
Hi.
I'd like to say a Merry Christmas to my husband, Shane, my parents, Kenny and Annie Tickett, and my children and my friends and family all over Alaska, happy holidays. Have a safe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks for all those holiday wishes from up there in the Northwest.
Thank you for having a talk show today.
Isn't it? It's just great fun. Thanks, Mercy. It's Talk of Alaska, the statewide holiday greetings edition. Happens the Tuesday before Christmas every year. We just decided to do it one year, and it's become quite the tradition and quite the listening experience. And you never know when your name's likely to come up. This from Sunny in Petersburg. Thank you, Steve, for doing the show. It's one of our favorite holiday traditions. Joe and Sunny in Petersburg would like to say hello and happy holidays to Viva. I hope I got that right. Viva and Doug in Copper Center and Steve, Mo, and family in Valdez. Thanks for showing us such a great time this summer. That's from Sunny in Petersburg. Now let's go out to Kuithluk, where Lucy joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Lucy.
You're welcome. Thank you. Merry Christmas to my brother Charles and William in Atkasuk, and to my cousin Waska Williams Jr. and his wife Alak, and all their kids and grandkids, and to my baby niece Juliana Williams, my favorite Marine. Merry Christmas. And to my mom, Frida Jaffet in Akiak, my sisters, Julia Kachaduk, KK, and all their families, I love you. And to my kids and husband, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you from Kuithluk. That was Lucy on Talk of Alaska, sending out her greetings to friends and relatives across the state. The telephone number 1-800-478-8255, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422, email talk at aprn.org. You know, every time I do this show, I think about the times that I was able to share with Sonny Levesque, the late Sonny Levesque, who I miss so much, in Dillingham, who used to do it every day. Every day in the middle of the day, there would be a call-in show on KDLG, and I just loved it when I could sit in with him and help people pass on those greetings with him. So I miss Sonny. Let's go to Max. Joins the program from Wainwright, Alaska. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Max.
Yes, happy holidays to everybody that's listening on the radio, especially to my wife here in Wainwright and my family. And wish a happy holiday to all the volunteers of Church and Rescue and Fire Department, especially the responders all over. This is coming from Max. Happy holidays.
Max, thank you, and thank you for remembering all the people that will be on duty on that Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Thank you very much. That's Max from Wainwright. Let's go down to Catherine, who joins the program from Anchorage. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to send happy holidays to Julie and Art in Kodiak. And I want to tell Julie to keep your feet on the ground.
All right.
That's it. And happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much, Catherine. It has been very happy. I just have... totally delighted when extraordinary stuff happens like the like that eclipse last night. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. Did you get to see it, Catherine?
I did, yes, part of it. And the moon right now is really gorgeous too.
That's what I was told. Moon in the north is not so bad.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, let's go up to the Valley. Jane in Wasilla, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hello. Hi. I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the staff at the Mat-Su Public Health Center, my old home, Bethel, the villages of Scammon Bay, Newtok, St. Mary's, Pitkus Point, and Mountain Village, and then all the people around the state. Keep warm and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. Keep warm. A great best wish. Thank you, Jane from Wasilla.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This one comes in by email from Kirsten in Sitka. Happy solstice and holiday greetings to our family and friends in Sitka, up to Barrow, and all in between. And this comes from Kirsten, Bruce, and Ree Christensen in sunny Sitka. So Sitka, evidently, is sunny today. 1-800-478-8255. A local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. And email is talk@APRN.org. And now, at last, a call from Beryl. Rebecca, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hi, great. Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to get on.
Good.
I'd like to thank you for this program. It's such a blessing to listen to people from all over sending their greetings out. I'd like to first send greetings to my husband, Charlie Brower, and our children, Michelle, Sean, Charles, Pamir, Stephanie, Robert, and Megan. And also to all our grandchildren and to my brothers, Levi and Gerald, and my sister, Marie, and Virginia. And I'd like to also send greetings to my brother-in-law. He lives in Barstow, California, and he listens to our radio station. So hopefully he's listening, and we'd like to send him our greetings. And to our nephew, Kenny, their daughters, Beverly and Belinda. And also, I'd like to greet everyone across the North Slope and all those volunteers, too, no matter what areas they may be in. And also, blessings and greetings to all across the North Slope, to all our friends and family, no matter where you may be. May God richly bless each one of you, and also to all the listeners, no matter where we may be. We need to remember what the real meaning of Christmas is, how our Savior came and died for each one of us. And I want to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you very much from Charlie Brower and his family. Thank you.
Rebecca, thank you so much, and thank you for calling it a blessing. That message from Barrow on Talk of Alaska as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from Alaska Business Monthly, providing a source for statewide in-depth business news on Twitter at AK Business Month or Facebook. And by
Fire Island Wind, offering a fuel-free energy alternative to South Central Alaska natural gas. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
Well, the way it works is you make a list and you figure out who you know around the state that you'd like to send out your holiday greetings to, and then you just call up this number, 1-800-478-8255, and you do it. You just read it right off of the list, 1-800-478-TALK. It's a local call from Anchorage at 550-8422, and email is talk@APRN.org. From Valerie in Ketchikan, happy solstice to all Alaskans, especially servicemen and women, both here and stationed around the globe. Let's bring Alaskan troops and troops everywhere back to their homes for a peaceful new year. That from Valerie in Ketchikan. Donna in Kluwak, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hi, good morning. It's Donna Jackson, and I'm going to say mine in Tlingit. Siguwu kiswas ish hasan, and that means Merry Christmas, I love you, to my aunties and uncles in Klukwan. And that's Arlene Willard, Uncle Marvin Willard, my Uncle Leo, my Uncle Lawrence Willard, and my Auntie Rachel. And then to my Auntie Joanne Nickerson up in Fairbanks. I love you all, and I especially miss you. this time of year. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you so much, Donna from Kluwak. This is from Amy. Greetings and happy holidays to our good friend Nilo Kopanen at the Fairbanks Pioneer Home and his wife Joan and all the Kopanen clan from Amy and John in Juneau. Greetings also to Judy Cooper out on Chena Hot Springs Road and all of her dogs. Hope she had a safe drive back home from the Juneau Public Market after Thanksgiving, and that from Amy and John in Juneau. Now out to Kotzebue. Viola, welcome to Talk of Alaska. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hi, I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my brother Robert. He's a Red Dog or Anchorage. My uncle Maynard, cousins in Seattle, probably listening to KTZ.org on the internet. And my cousins in North Pole, Wasilla, Juneau. This is Biola. We're in Kotzebue. It's good. Uncle Maynard, we're praying for Auntie Jackie. Hope she gets well, and we have her in our prayers. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. The blessing is for the season, for Jesus' birth. He died for our sins. Okay. Just trust in the Lord. Thank you. This is Viola in Kotzebue.
Viola, thank you so much for your call and for your wishes from Kotzebue. Johnny Bushell sends an email, reminds us that he's got a song out, Christmas in Alaska by Homer Johnny B., and then he gives us a website. I'll give it to Josh. Maybe he can put it on our website as a link. Johnny B., it is www.roadtunesmedia.com. Thanks, Johnny, in Homer. And let's see, what else we got here? Very Merry Christmas to my family in Ketchikan and Kluwak and all over Southeastern. This is from Geraldine John. Happy holidays to family on the Kuskokwim. We love and miss you all. Happy holidays to all that we know in the great state of Alaska. From Robert, Jerry, kids, and grandkids, the John family. May God bless you all. Cheryl in Fairbanks, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Happy holidays. Happy solstice.
Yes, it is. It is a happy solstice. We got sun. I'm liking it.
I went out to Chena Hot Springs and watched the eclipse last night, and it was fabulous.
Oh, God. Nice and clear?
Yes, it was, actually. You know, I had to see it through the steam, but it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Through the steam, yes. That's the way to see it.
Well, I'm new to Alaska this year. I just arrived in the fall, and so my family and friends are spread around the globe. But I wanted to reach out and say Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year to all the people here in Alaska who've been so welcoming and kind to me since I've arrived. And I made a list.
Go ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, to Mrs. Sneddon, Helen Sneddon, because she gave the gift and the endowment that created the Sneddon chair that allowed me to come to Alaska and teach at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the journalism department. And, of course, greetings and best wishes to all my colleagues in the journalism department and my students, especially Ashley, who was so sweet to invite me to share Christmas dinner with her family. My neighbors, Chris and Anna, who invited me for Thanksgiving, and Martha, my next-door neighbor, who turns out to be somebody I worked with the college newspaper back at Oregon State when we were undergrads years ago. Small world. I also wanted to say a special Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Chancellor Brian Rogers and his wife Sherry, to Major Maddox and his family at Fort Wainwright, to Captain Kathy Kalaki and her family here in Fairbanks. And then to Jane, my mailwoman, because I was walking 8 miles round trip every day until it got a little too cold, and she was always there with a happy word and a smile. And then to John and Arlene on St. Lawrence Island for welcoming me and teaching me a little bit about Native culture and customs and drumming.
All right, Cheryl, welcome to Alaska, and I hope you...
Thank you so much. I'm having a blast, and I appreciate you taking my call, and I hope you have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you very much. That's from the Sneddon Chair there at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in journalism. This one from Tambra Panamariov. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my dad, Paul Panamariov, and family in Yuzinki, Alaska. Also my sister, Star Flavin, and her family in Palmer. Merry Christmas to Loria, Laura Kayukluk and family in Anchorage. Merry Christmas to all my aunties in Kilgannik, Alaska, especially to my mom, Donna Olson. I love you very much. Lots of love from Tambra and Les Kayukluk in Dillingham, Alaska. Thank you so much for that email best wish. It's emailtalk@aprn.org. Telephone number 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK, and a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Down to Kasilof now, and Joanne, welcome to Talk of Alaska, Joanne.
Well, thank you, and Merry Solstice, Happy New Year, and Strosnikum. Going to Joanna, Jack, Katya, and Liam in White Mountain, all of our good friends in Pilot Station, and all of our good old buddies in Fairbanks, and that is from Joanne, Steve, Arrow, and Kaya.
All right, thank you so much. Best wishes.
You're welcome.
From out there in Kasilof, and to Sally now in Petersburg. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Sally.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
Very good.
Good. Well, I wanted to wish holiday wishes to all the Sons of Norway lodges in Alaska from Sally and Alan Petersburg, where it is a brisk 18 degrees this winter solstice morning. So, greetings to Midnight Sol in Ketchikan, Fedrelandet in Petersburg, Svalbard in Juneau, Norske Venner in Sitka, Barents Balkan in Anchorage, Arctic Viking in Fairbanks, and Island Viking in Kodiak.
Those are all Sons of Norway lodges?
Those are all Sons of Norway lodges. We have seven of them throughout the state here.
Wow. Well, thank you for those good wishes.
Thank you, and go Yule and Gold Nittor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sally, for your best wishes. It's Talk of Alaska. Best wishes there from Petersburg, and this one from Charles Melikalikimaka. Haole Makahiki Hao. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from Charlie in Cordova. Wishing the best to all the volunteers in public radio statewide from a former director volunteer at Terminal Radio, KCHU, KXGA, KXKM, and to all the ports and harbor staffers in Alaska and all my friends and acquaintances, past, present, and future from Charles. Let's go to Clarence in Copper Center. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Clarence.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to wish all my family, my sisters, my brothers, and their families in Ilum, all my relatives there in Ilum, have Merry Christmas, and my friends throughout the state of Alaska, my cousin in Bethel, my friends in Gamble, Savunga, St. Michael, and throughout Alaska. But thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, Clarence in Copper Center. This one from Meta Bravos. Good morning, Steve. I'd like to thank you for giving us this opportunity to say hello yet again. I'd like to send greetings of good health and best of happiness to everyone I've known throughout the state these last 28 years. And I wonder where some of you have ended up settling. I would especially like to mention Bonnie Hahn, Andrew Zartman, Ken Morton, and Dolly Larkin and Amy Taylor. Take care, everyone, from Meta Bravo. So now, up to Barrow again, and Vera, welcome to Talk of Alaska, Vera.
Hello, this is Vera Williams. I'd like to send my greetings to all our relatives, especially first to my husband, Wasco Williams Jr., and to my children, Viola in Anchorage, Peter Williams, Marcus Williams, Wasco III, and my U.S. Marine, Juliana Williams, who just arrived to Anchorage. Also to my relatives in Anchorage, in Barrow, Atrasuk, Anaktuvik Pass, Kaktovik, Nuiqsut, Wainwright, Point Lay, Point Hope, and Kotzebue. Also in Anchorage and Fairbanks, would like to say best wishes to all the tribes in Alaska, and also I'd like to wish also the U.S. Department of Bureau of Indian Affairs office in Anchorage, Merry Christmas, and also to the Fairbanks Agency BIA office, Merry Christmas, and all my relatives in Canada and the Northwest Territory, to Andrew and all your brothers and sisters that are in Canada, all my family in Akiak, Alaska, I heard you, Lena, Merry Christmas. And to everybody at Kuisluk, Waska's relatives there at Kuisluk, and Nilchik, and my niece in Santa Fe, New Mexico, DG, Okpikan family in New Mexico, and all our friends and relatives in Gambell, Alaska, and Savunga. Merry Christmas to Priston and his wife and all your family there in Savunga and Gambell. And I send my Christmas greetings to everyone, all my relatives, and best wishes to everyone. And we love you guys. And say hi to B3 at AKP. And let's see, little girl, I think I heard your birthday's today in Queeflick, Alaska, coming all the way from Barrow. Happy birthday. And yesterday was my daughter Viola's birthday. Happy birthday to Viola from your mom in Barrow, Alaska. And remember the U.S. troops and my daughter in the U.S. Marines. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Vera. Best wishes from Barrow. It's Talk of Alaska, statewide holiday greetings edition. And now to Rachel, joins the program from Homer. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Rachel.
Hi. I just wanted to wish a Merry Christmas to my mom, Joyce, and my dad, Ron, and they're both in Fairbanks. And I also wanted to just say thank you to all the postal workers, because this time of year can be really hard, but they always do a great job.
Yeah, you know, he managed to keep a really positive attitude, which I really appreciate.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Rachel from Homer, thank you so much. This one from Stephen in Dillingham. I'd like to wish the Schmidt family in Nome a Merry Christmas and another Merry Christmas to all of my friends at UAF and elsewhere in the state. That from Stephen in Dillingham. And now to Ada, joins the program from Fairbanks. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Ada. Hello, Ada.
Hello, I'd like to say happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my mom in Barrow. We're almost in Fairbanks, Mom. And also happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my family in Barrow and in Anaktuwak, Wainwright, Akkasit, everywhere else. Happy Merry Christmas. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
This is Joe. I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all my family and friends all over the North Slope and all over the state. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a Barrow trick there where they just pass the telephone around. I think Barrow might have been a little late in joining the program because it took us a little while before we started getting the calls from Barrow, but they're happening now, and I want to thank you so much, Fairbanks callers there. It's Talk of Alaska. A special hello from Rick and Kathy Ernst out there in Trapper Creek. A special hello and Merry Christmas from Trapper Creek to all our friends in Point Lay. Rick and Kathy taught there in the 70s. We still have wonderful memories and hope some of you still remember us. Up to Wrangell now for Barbara. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Wrangell.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'd just like to say a very Merry Christmas to my five wonderful children, Bart, Brandy, Jeannie, Lauren, and Larry, and my 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. I am very proud of all of you and just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you and to the wonderful EMTs and fire department here in Wrangell. They are outstanding. Thank you very much.
All right, Barbara. Thank you so much. And, wow, if she'd have gone down to the grandchildren, she'd been on for quite a while. Let's go to Stu, joins the program from Muldoon. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Stu.
Thanks, Steve, and a big happy holidays for the folks out in Alexander Creek at the foot of Mount Susitna, especially Colin and Rip and Mike and Nancy. I hope to be out there at the end of January, maybe for another trip up the old lady. Also, the folks in Seward, Eric, Mariah, Dano, Harold, Matt, and Sue. Thanks for buying all the calendars. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Stu, thank you so much. And that one kind of put me in mind of those Bush message programs. Used to have them on in Anchorage. I don't think any Anchorage station still does that, but a number of them all over rural Alaska certainly still do it. And Stu, I want to thank you so much for those best wishes from out in Muldoon. This from Joe in Alaska. To Russ and Linda Granger in Homer, to the Crosbys in Palmer and Railroad Creek, the trail volunteers with the Curry Ridge Rider Snowmobile Club, and my wife Sheila in Anchorage. The eclipse from the cabin was spectacular. Saw lots of meteors, too. out to Dutch Harbor, where Nancy joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Nancy.
Hello. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to all my friends out here in Alaska, Dutch Harbor, and the longshoremen I work with, and to all the people that have been working on my house.
All right, Nancy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Nancy, and happy solstice. Let's go to Frida, joins the program from Bethel. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Frida.
Thank you. Happy holidays goes out to Paula Poncho from Anchorage, Frida Wells from Kotzebue, Summer from Barrow, John from Dillingham, Pam Dobbs from Anchorage, Darlene Peter from Akagia, my sister Ruth Guire from Montana, my nephew Joey Tad Grissom from Michigan, all my brothers and sisters out at Tumunuk, Agnes and Jason from Kenai, Samantha at Galena, my children Nancy and Rex, my grandson Neil, and finally to my husband Thomas Bean. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you so much. This one coming from Vincent Nikita. This is Vincent Nikita. Greetings to Hoke, Kohaks, Nikitas, and my relatives. No location, just came in over the email. Let's go up to Nuiqsut. And Teresa, welcome to Talk of Alaska, Teresa.
Thank you, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And to all your staff. I'd like to take your time and send our Christmas greetings to our children, Michael, who lives in Fairbanks, Jamie and Andy, who live in Juneau, James, Jamie, and Isaiah, and Evan, that live in Barrow, and Tennessee, who is now back in Anchorage. And then to all my brothers and sisters and Barrow, and also to everyone here in Nuiqsut, happy holidays. And I thank you very much.
All right, Teresa from Nuiqsut, thank you so much for your call. This one from Jeff Brown in Juneau. This is Jeff Brown in Juneau wishing all my pals in magic, radio, and fun a real Alaskan holiday season. Babaloo. Babaloo. It's Talk of Alaska. We're taking holiday greetings from all across the state. Our telephone number is 1-800-478-8255. 478-TALK. About 10 minutes left to go as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from First National Bank Alaska, serving Alaskans' financial needs for nearly a century. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This one coming in from Dory. Merry Christmas to all my little preschool students at the Talkeetna, Sunshine, Caswell, and Trapper Creek areas. A big thank you, very Merry Christmas to all our EMTs, troopers, and friends who work to keep us safe, and to my granny who's freezing today. I wish to say I love you and wish you warm Christmas greetings from Miss Dory. Out now to White Mountain. Roger, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the following people, the Secuses and Clerics and Elam, Clark, Gwen, Jonathan, Naomi, Clarissa and Dolly, and Alhala all in Nome, Ron, Bonta, Charlene all in Anchorage, Mary in Cordova, Linda and her family in Saldatna, Grace, Norbert and family in Dillingham, Kuvi and family in Glen Allen, Galena, Rachel in Chugach. Also, happy belated birthday. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Roger in White Mountain, thank you so much for that call. Now go up to Deering and Ron. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Ron.
Yes, good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Merry Christmas to yourself over there.
Thank you.
And I heard Buck up in Barrow. Merry Christmas to you and Charles up there. And also Price and Karen up there, Timmy and Anna, everybody up in Barrow area, Merry Christmas. And also to June Bob, Brenda, Brandy, and Jared, and Kenai, Thomasine, Alyssa, Elsa, and Robert, and Kenai. You guys have Merry Christmas to the family in Wasilla, Terry Carmen family. I know my younger brother Dickie's down there enjoying the Christmas holidays. My youngest sister, Karen, love you, Karen. Happy birthday, was yesterday, but happy birthday to you. And to also to my niece, Joyce in Wasilla. Happy belated birthday. And to all my friends in Nana region, my friends in Elam, Charles Q's family, Chismaraf, Wales, and all over. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. And we do have a call from Elam I'll be getting to in a moment. Sherry in Fairbanks, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning. Yes, this is to my family, Roger Ferguson and Emma, and my grandchildren, Roger and Pearl, and all of the rest of the family that's up there. Those are that are in Nenana, Merry Christmas. And my family in Anchorage, Merry Christmas to you. And God bless you and keep warm and drink a nice nog for me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your call. Sherry, that was Sherry, yeah, in Fairbanks. Joanne in Elam, you're on Talk of Alaska.
Good morning, it's Joni.
Joni, thank you.
Yes, I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to some people, Wayne Moses and Clarence Wahi and family in Savunga. To Susie May, Diane, Arlene in St. Michael. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Duma, Wally, and Kenneth in Koyuk. And to my cousin Clarence in Copper Center, I heard you. Merry Christmas. And to the Ilam people. And Merry Christmas to the Ilam people that are scattered all over the state. And thank you for having me on your call-in.
All right, Joni, I'll try and get your name right next time.
All right, have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. It's always interesting when somebody's birthday comes up and then other people suddenly realize they need to say happy birthday to that person, too. Let's go to Joanne in Unalakleet. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Joanne.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too, Steve.
Thank you.
And to the APRN.
Yes, we're.
We're
already
wish
celebrating.
A very Merry Christmas to the North and South area, to all our family and friends, and to representatives in every part of the state of Alaska. I'd like to remember Robert, his wife Barrow, my mom Laura, and my siblings in Anchorage, in the North and South. Or in the North area, Mary Miller and her husband, Andy. Well, there just is too numerous names that I can say. I would also like to say Merry Christmas to all the people who have supported me over the years in my art career. And this is from Kinovan. And my grandmother's verse, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. To my brother Larry and his wife in Kaliganuk, very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, Joanne and Unalakleet, thank you so much for those good wishes. Up to Galena now, and Frida, welcome to Talk of Alaska, Frida.
Yes, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Oh, I have happy holiday greetings to my husband, Howard Beasley, and his mother, Miranda, in Galena, my brother-in-law, Tex Beasley, and his family in Kotzebue and the surrounding areas, to my son, Edward Walton, and his family in Calpeg, my son, Walter Walton, and his family in Andic, and my brother, Huey Demoski, and his family in Andic. Holiday greetings to my brother, Glenn and Ida Demoski in Nalato, my brother, Ernest, and his wife, Lillian Demoski, in Anchorage, my sister, Nina Flegel, and her family in Fairbanks, and to my wonderful mother, Lina Demoski in Fairbanks, to the Thurmans and Demoskis in Nalato and Galena, and friends and relatives up and down the Yukon River, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Howard Beasley and me.
All right, Beasleys, Demoskis, Galena, thank you so much.
All right, happy holidays, Steve.
All right, thank you. Let's go to, let's see, before we take another call, this is from Tim in Delta to Jay and Joanne in White Mountain. Hello and happy holidays, and give me a call sometime. That from Tim in Delta. Let's go to Damien in Aniak. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Damien.
It's Damien from Akiak.
I'm sorry. I try never to get that one wrong. Okay, sorry.
This is going out to my dad. He's out in New York, Bill. I have a mom, Maureen, down in California. Mom that's out in Akiak, Kodiak, Sally. I have a good friend, Ed Young, in Anchorage. To my sister, Diane, in Akiak also. And to my brothers in Anchorage, Ernie, Carl, Frank, Arthur, Nick, RJ. My sisters and brother-in-law, Sonia and Gary, also in Anchorage, and all my relatives across the United States, and my two of my wife's relatives, Lucy, my Ida, Sam, Lily, Bobby, Peter, Junior, Tom, Helena, Ben, Liz, Ruth, and all their family, happy holidays, happy solstice, and what a cool eclipse we had last night. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Damien from Akiak, now to Maybelle in Akiatruk. Welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to my brothers, Damien, Constantine, and family, my twin sisters, Link and Mary Constantine at Fairbanks, to my son-in-law, Ryan, my daughter, Cynthia, and my grandson, Taylor Jackson of Akiak, especially to my mom, Carrie Constantine, also to Aaron, Heidi, Clevin, Hazel, and Junior here at Akiak. It's coming from Mabel. Happy holidays to you all, and Happy New Year's. Thanks for taking my call.
Maybell, thank you so much. Looks like we're running out of time. This one going to Richard Kettendorf in Fairbanks, also to my Auntie Tess. Richard, if you could call me, from Cousin Irene. And, okay, Richard, her phone number is 548-6705. And let's see, also from Vincent Nikita, Merry Christmas to all my relatives all over Alaska, coming from the Nikitas. And golly, we have plum run out of time. I really want to thank our staff here. We had Josh Edge, we had Pat Yak, we had Dave Waldron, maybe even BD Trantina. It takes quite a few running the messages all over the place. I want to thank everybody for their participation in this one-of-a-kind, once-a-year radio show. And next week, what do we do? The big news of 2010. I'm Steve Heimel. Thank you so much for listening, and Merry Christmas.
Talk of Alaska is made possible by this member station of the Alaska Public Radio Network, by NMS, building a culture of safety through active caring. More information online at nmsusa.com. The Federal Aviation Administration sets rules for the operation of aircraft in airports and provides services to the flying public. Passengers are influential in making flying safer in Alaska, and when passengers know their rights and responsibilities, aviation is safer for everyone. There's more information online at faa.gov/go/flyalaska or toll-free at 1-866-357-4704. This message is sponsored by the FAA. Views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at aprn.org. CD copies are available by calling 550-8400.
This is APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network.